Direct access has been on everyone's mind in the world of physical therapy for years now, and it is true that all states in the United States, except for two, have direct access. But what does that really mean? Our guest this week on PT Talker is going to clarify not only what that means, how it's not as great as maybe it sounds, and what states, especially in Illinois, are doing to correct that problem. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Back on the air this week, we've got the chairperson for the Direct Access Steering Committee of the Illinois Chapter APTA. Her name is Patty Naylor. She is famous because at CSM, big press conference, lots going on. Patty, thanks for joining us on PT Talker today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, now I said you're famous because you guys had kind of a big announcement. So first of all, let's start there. In February, at Combined Sections Meeting for the American Physical Therapy Association, you held a press conference. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, then we'll get caught up on where we are now and why everything is just, there's a lot going on. So let's start there with your press conference.
Okay, sounds great. In February, we actually had legislation introduced in both chambers of the Illinois legislature to allow direct access to physical therapy. We had a bill introduced in the Senate and also one in the House, and both of those were referred to the committees of jurisdiction. So we were very excited that we were actually going to make some significant progress and hopefully achieve direct access, unrestricted direct access once
yeah.
and for all in Illinois.
This was supposed to be the year. Okay.
And it may still be the year, but it might happen a different way than we anticipated.
Okay, well, let's tell everyone why that is.
The committee deadline for getting bills out of committee has come and gone. Our bill sponsors were very insistent that because this bill has the potential to change the relationship between physicians and PTs, that the Illinois Medical Society actually agree upon the language of this bill before they would actually move it forward. And we have met with the State Medical Society, and thus far they have not gotten back to us with language that they would find acceptable.
Mm-hmm. So the wheels of, the ability to make law grinds pretty slow, I understand, correct?
Yes, it does, and it is a largely shall I say, financially controlled process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And obviously the physicians are kind of at the top of the healthcare industry, and so there's a lot of deference to the physicians and making sure that they're okay with any potential changes to healthcare law.
Right. Okay, so now I need to tell our listeners that you are an assistant professor of physical therapy for the physical therapy program at Maryville University in St. Louis. So as chairperson of this thing, you're really making the sausage. It doesn't look that great, but you're right in the middle of it. Can you just share with our listeners a little bit about your thoughts on this entire process?
The process is very interesting because it seems that regardless of one's intention to do things that are in the best interest of the patients and for the profession, that it does all come down to politics, and logic and reasoning kind of fly out the window, and it reverts back to the power structure.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we've got a lot of support for our initiative, and even a lot of legislators say, oh, yeah, this sounds like a great idea, it's always followed by, but you need to make sure that the medical society is okay with it first.
You know, in the opening, I made the claim that all states in the country have direct access except for two. So what are you complaining about?
Well, in Illinois, we do have a form of direct access. We have the ability to evaluate without referral, but we cannot perform any treatment based on that evaluation without a referral. And we can also treat someone if they have a current and relevant diagnosis on record, but it can only be the condition for which we have already treated them in the past pertaining to that diagnosis.
Yeah.
So really, it's pretty limiting in terms of what we can actually do.
Right. So the reality is, and I was being somewhat facetious, but the reality is physical therapy, you know, is probably a victory when this form of direct access was passed however many years ago in the state of Illinois, but it really is not practical or functional.
Correct. And it was nearly 30 years ago when we attained this level of direct access. So a lot's changed in the healthcare world since then.
Certainly.
The other piece of that is that there are not many insurers that will reimburse for that evaluation that's performed without a physician's referral. So even though legislatively we may have some ability to have direct access, for all practical purposes, we really still don't, because no insurer is going to pay for it until that restriction is totally removed.
So there is definitely a financial reason to get this passed for the health of the people who are practicing in the state of Illinois physical therapy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Studies have shown that utilization of therapy services goes down when somebody doesn't have to have a physician's referral, that physical therapy can be started sooner and is more effective so that the course of treatment can complete sooner, resulting in a lower overall cost. And then it also eliminates the unnecessary cost that goes along with doctor's visits to get that physician's referral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's the next step then? You're fighting a lobby, it sounds like, very powerful lobby. What are your chances? What needs to happen?
Well, we're definitely not giving up. We have a campaign that we have started that is independent of the actual legislation, and it's called ADAPT. ADAPT, allow direct access to physical therapy. And the ADAPT campaign is continuing. Our chances to get something passed this legislative session are actually still fairly good. We have several legislators that are helping us and trying to put pressure on the medical society to come to terms and to reach some type of agreed upon language within the next several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, we can utilize what's called a shell bill, a bill that's already been introduced but doesn't really have any meat to it, and we can attach that direct access language into one of those shell bills and move it through the legislature that way.
Okay. Now, does the you're representing Illinois? Does the American Physical Therapy Association, can they help you on the lobby front, financial? How does this work on a national basis?
Basically, on a national basis, what APTA has been able to do is provide us with resources and information, not typically financial resources, but just providing review and extra consults and things. So people that have worked with different state chapters in their respective fights and putting us in touch with those people and giving us the information that has been successful in other states, providing us with research to support our cause.
Mm-hmm. And is Illinois fairly typical in the kind of direct access you have now, or would you be considered closer to my state of Indiana, where we don't have direct access at all?
Actually, in 1985, when this original direct access legislation was passed, we were probably at the forefront. In the intervening time, we've really fallen behind the curve.
Okay, so a lot of other states are getting...
Have more, yes.
Yeah, more direct access.
Correct. So, we're not atypical, but we're definitely in the lower half of the states in terms of what we're allowed to do without.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how there are degrees of direct access? I had no idea until this very informative podcast.
Yes, it's not really direct access unless it's full unrestricted
right.
direct access.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Now we just have a little bit of time left. What can listeners out there do? There's probably some practical things other than we need to support our state chapters, we need to support the APTA, but what is there anything they can do to help you or their state?
Absolutely, absolutely. Please visit our website. It's, again, the ADAPT campaign, and the website is Illinois ADAPT, the word Illinois, ADAPT.org. And there are resources and pieces of information that patients can use, that healthcare providers can use, and we really are encouraging more general public awareness of this issue. So the more PTs can learn about direct access and talk to their patients and get their patients talking to their legislators and their doctors, the better off this fight will go.
Yeah, excellent. So no ethics or moral issues with bringing this up to patients as they leave the office, or, you know, are there any, I mean, do you have any guidelines on how you go about doing that?
We actually are in the process of developing practice materials that providers can post in their waiting rooms and petitions that they can use to have patients sign while they're in the clinic. So absolutely no ethical issues. Ultimately, this is about what's best for the patient and really enhancing their ability to get quick and effective and lower-cost health care.
Okay. Well, director of our civics class today, Patty Naylor, who is a physical therapist, but more importantly, she is the chairperson of the Direct Access Steering Committee for the Illinois Chapter of the American Physical Therapy Association, and a teacher at heart, an assistant professor of physical therapy at Maryville University in St. Louis. Thank you so much for joining us today, Patty. It's been very interesting.
Thank you, Jeff. It's been fun.
Yeah, and you're good at this, too. So we hope that you'll come back and tell us how it's going. Let us know when you are successful and the law passes. We want to make sure we tell everybody. So and to those of you out there listening today, I want to remind you to tell your peers. Maybe students at Marysville University will want to subscribe. It is free. We're also available on iTunes, but you can find us each and every week at www.pttalker.com. where we try and bring some form of information and industry experts, something that I hope will help you feel good about helping someone get well today. So this is Jeff Worrell saying thanks for listening, and so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.